Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us at 91.9 KPTZ-FM. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, with your local news for Friday, December 23rd. It is always tricky to pin down localized weather reports or predict how a broader storm alert might affect Port Townsend and communities on the peninsula. Temperatures are warming slightly today, and East Jefferson County will likely see rain this afternoon. To what extent it may be freezing rain is hard to predict, but that freezing rain and the threat of it is what shut down public transportation in Seattle this morning and grounded flights out of SeaTac. Freezing rain on the peninsula could be extremely damaging if it combines with the high winds we are experiencing. There is a small craft advisory in the area until 5 p.m., and it is expected to be reinstated again this evening at 10 p.m. with winds up to 25 miles per hour. The big takeaway for anyone with travel plans today or this weekend, while local conditions might be one thing, the highways, ferries, and airports connecting your route to the rest of the world may be experiencing more severe conditions. As of 6 o'clock a.m., all ferry service on the Port Townsend-Coopville route was canceled due to severe weather. You can see status updates on the Washington DOT Alerts webpage. Runways at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport were closed indefinitely as they continue to work to de-ice the surfaces, the airport tweeted just after 5 a.m. As of 6 a.m., 423 flights arriving or departing from SeaTac were canceled, and 53 were delayed. As mentioned, Sound Transit Express services were suspended until further notice, the agency said early this morning. Local riders should check in with any shuttle service they are using and look into road condition at the DOT real-time travel page. Plan ahead and be extremely cautious, folks. The road conditions are likely going to get worse before they get better. All Jefferson County offices are closed today, December 23rd, due to a weather alert. County offices are also closed Monday, December 26th, in observance of Christmas. The Jefferson County Commissioners meeting, scheduled for Tuesday, December 27th, is canceled. The next regular Jefferson County Commissioners meeting will be on Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. The Port Townsend Marine Science Center has announced a new exhibit at its visitor center at 1001 Water Street. Bull kelp are remarkable underwater forests. We've just launched a new exhibit at Flagship Landing in beautiful downtown Port Townsend, said PTMSC Executive Director B. Redfield. This family-friendly 3D experience explores, through sight and sound, the vital ecosystem of kelp forests and marine life just off our shores. Dynamic artwork by Timbal Keono surrounds visitors as they walk through the immersive structure. Keono's images of sea otters, swimming puffins, and other sea creatures are printed on translucent fabric, providing a watery feel. Designed to be highly portable, the structure includes a recorded soundscape that plays sea sounds on discreetly placed speakers, as well as an underwater video of a kelp forest. Ambient lighting simulates the nearshore habitat's location to the sun. The exhibit is open to the public Friday through Sunday, 12 to 3 p.m., through the end of February 2023. This week, the U.S. Senate and U.S. House of Representatives released the 2023 Omnibus Appropriations Bill, which includes a historic $54 million for the Environmental Protection Agency's Puget Sound Geographic Program. This investment, combined with $18 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law, means Puget Sound will receive $72 million in federal funds next year to protect irreplaceable habitat. According to Senator Maria Cantwell, this is a historic investment in Puget Sound recovery. The creation of the first ever Puget Sound Recovery National Program Office and Puget Sound Federal Task Force will mean that the Puget Sound salmon and orcas are poised to receive unprecedented support well into the future. The City of Port Townsend Planning and Community Development Department and Public Works Department is set to launch its online permit portal that will accept building and right-of-way permit applications starting January 3, 2023. According to Mayor David Faber, electronic permitting will improve the city's ability to effectively deliver timely and predictable permits. The transition to digital permitting will effectively open permitting processes to 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. The city has long been accepting some mechanical, re-roofing, and solar permits digitally, but with this launch, it will expand to building, street development, and minor improvement permits. Users can sign up for the public portal and set up an account at the City of Port Townsend's website. If you're having difficulty in establishing an account or need to reset your account, you may call the city at 360-379-5095. And that's it for today's local news. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening and have a great day.